It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, September 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. The Grand Valley had an unusual visitor last week. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife received calls about a moose in Grand Junction near Orchard Mesa.
As curious as that may sound, it turned out to be true.
J.T. Romatsky is the area wildlife manager for CPW.
So we did respond to that site and did indeed find a young bull moose here in the Grand Valley.
He says moose don't fear humans and can be aggressive. That's why CPW made the decision to tranquilize the animal.
He was then transported in a horse trailer back up onto the Grand Mesa to a farther location and in much more suitable habitat.
It's estimated the Grand Mesa moose population is around 400 animals. Romatsky says the state reintroduced them to the area a decade ago.
You know, over the course of the last 10 years, we've only had about three moose, including this one, come down into these lower elevations, this valley area.
Right now, it's mating season for the large animals, and Romatsky says the young male moose was probably driven away by bigger bulls. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The Colorado Water Conservation Board awarded $5.5 million in grants at its annual meeting in Montrose last Thursday. The board gave out funds for 18 projects across the state. Montrose County received $300,000. The money will help the county pay for a multi-year feasibility study that looks at the possibility of creating up to four reservoirs in the West End. Mark Caitlin is the Water Rights Development Coordinator for the county.
The purpose for building reservoirs over there is that, sooner or later there are going to be more people over in that area. And if there are, they're going to need water.
He says the study is already in progress. It has an estimated price tag of more than $1 million. The Conservation Board also gave Ouray County $50,000 for its Upper Uncompahgre Basin Water Supply Protection and Enhancement Project. Additionally, the Grand Valley Water Users Association got nearly $43,000 for the first stage of its Grand Valley Roller Dam Rehabilitation Project. Governor John Hickenlooper submitted the state's plan to increase conservation efforts for the greater sage-grouse to the federal government last week. Earlier this year, Hickenlooper signed an executive order to increase protections for the greater sage-grouse. A key component of the plan is the Colorado Habitat Exchange. It's a market-based system that allows energy companies and others that disturb prairie habitat to pay landowners who create or improve sage-grouse territory. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Bureau of Land Management must approve the exchange before it could take effect. Hickenlooper is hoping to avoid an Endangered Species Act listing that would be announced by the end of September, which he says would hurt Colorado's economy. Organic farms in Colorado are continuing their explosive growth in sales, mirroring a national trend. That's according to new data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Colorado's certified organic farms have more than doubled their sales since 2008. Colorado State University economist Don Thilmany says more consumers are demanding organic options, and grocery stores are responding.
As the concept of organic becomes its own brand name, sort of, we've seen more and more products adopted as a way to differentiate themselves or grab a niche of the consumer market.
Nationwide, the value of organic products sold rose 72% in 6 years. Organic milk, eggs, chicken, lettuce, and apples bring in the most cash. The data also show a significant crossover in foods marketed as both organic and locally grown. 75% of Colorado's organic products traveled less than 100 miles from the farm to the point of sale. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
The governor recently released Colorado's climate plan. It aims to create a broad-based plan for the state to address climate change. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
2 years ago, state lawmakers passed a bill requiring Colorado to come up with a climate plan. It requires state government to prioritize the issue by promoting fuel-efficient vehicles, better preparing for droughts, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Taryn Fennessy is with the Colorado Water Conservation Board, one of the groups that worked on the plan.
It does provide specific actions and recommendations for Colorado state agencies.
She says one of the key actions will be a 38% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2030 to comply with President Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan announced earlier this year. Fennessy says at this point, the proposals don't require state legislative action. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
It's homecoming season. Last Friday, Paonia High School celebrated with a parade and some fast cars. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It's homecoming for Paonia High. Floats, bands, dancing, it's all here. Even the fire trucks. There's also something a little extra. This year, the Colorado Grand joined the parade. It's a car tour that travels around the western slope, originally taking about 1,000 miles. Now it's more like 11 or 1,200, but that's even better for driver Jim Weddle.
This is the first parade, I think, that we've ever been in, but it was great fun, and the timing just worked out really well. But always in the communities where we stop, the people are so friendly, so welcoming.
Jim came out for the Grand from St. Louis. And his brother Steve in Wisconsin joined him.
It's the scenery, it's the roads, it's the people, especially the small communities, but it's the car community. It's so much fun to be around people that know so much about their cars, enjoy their cars, take rare cars and continue to drive them.
Not just any cars. The cars lined up on Grand Avenue in Paonia are all sports cars or racing cars from before 1960. The route takes about 1,000 cars through Lake City, Meeker, Vail, and of course, Paonia.
Well, the Grand has been going on for about 27 years. It raises money for a lot of different charities, all the towns, the communities that host the drivers for lunches, and we always make a contribution, scholarship dollars to help kids go to college, contributions to hospitals, and that kind of thing.
For Jim and Steve, they enjoy being around like-minded enthusiasts and look forward to the next one. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix.